Can you tell me a little bit more about where your father was working in a shop which was owned by his...
Sorry?
By his brother-in-law?
Yes, his brother-in-law owned it.
Yeah. Can you tell me more about the shop? What
it was a drapery shop.
You did in the shop? And, yeah, okay, yeah.
Oh, it was four units in one, and during the war it was terribly busy with coupons. Shop, you know, coupons we all had.
Yeah.
And did a bit of pawnbroking. Sold a bit of jewellery as well, footwear. And he had three girls working there permanently, besides my father.
Yeah.
And near Christmas, it was like a football ground.
Right.
I used to run the till when I used to go down to help. We used to have, I don't know if I can explain to you, the far end of the shop, they used to put the money into a container and it used to come on a wire.
Like a wood chair.
Yeah. And there were three of those, which they all led to the office.
Yeah.
And in those days, many, many people in the valleys took out a credit coupons, vouchers they called them. For example, you could borrow, say, £20. Okay, and you'd have this, so you could now buy £20 worth of goods. But you'd repay, the customer now would have to repay the people, say, £1 a week for 25 weeks.
Right.
That's how everyone made money out of it.
Yeah.
So when people bought with those vouchers, they'd have to fill it all in, and they're a damn nuisance. But they were a lot of turnover. And we as a shopkeeper had to pay a commission too onto these. There was Premier, and there was about three different companies doing that work.
Yeah. And what happened if they defaulted?
Oh, that was none of our business.
That was
we got the money back from the credit people.
Yeah. So you said there was a little bit of pawnbroking.
Well, it was a joke. But really, I don't know how I can describe it. It was a mining community, right?
Yeah.
Miners earned very, very little.
Right.
So we had customers where the woman would come in on a Monday, where her husband had worn his best suit for church on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we'd give her 2 shillings.
Yeah.
And when he got paid on Friday, she'd come back in and pay us 2 and 3. 2 shillings and threepence to get the suit out for the husband, and then Monday would come back in again. Well, that was life in those days.
So
sounds a joke now, but that was life.
That's the side of things that some people don't like talking about, but was your family happy to talk about that?
Oh, I've got an eye. There was only a small percentage of people doing it.
Yeah.
But,
is that equivalent then of a payday loan now?
Yeah, well, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
People still get, you know, credit, and you pay commission on a credit. Everybody makes money, except the poor chap who buys the credit.
Yeah. Okay. And what happened to the shop in the end?
Well, business got slower and slower. As I said, my father packed up. My uncle died the same year, so his wife owned it. And then a member of... Wait a minute, someone came. Oh, his son-in-law came and took over.
Right.
But business got slower and slower, and they eventually closed it down. I don't know what year, 1980 odd.
Yeah. And this was in Penrhyn Cliber?
Penrhyn Cliber, yeah.